Hello. Did you miss me? Yep. Angry Tom. Back in the house. It's not like there hasn't been anything to talk about over the last several months. Been plenty going on. I think what gets me right now, this is March 7th, 2026. We just had some terrible tornadoes go through the western part of Michigan and kill several of our citizens. We had a lightning strike here this morning that scared the bejesus out of me. But it's also like 70 degrees in March, so I'm loving it. But one of the main reasons I'm doing a podcast today is I buy Dell computers. I don't know if I've talked about it before, but I'm a big fan of Dell. And I didn't realize, and I probably wasted thousands of dollars of bonus dollars, but I was looking at my account the other day and I said, what the heck is all this bonus money? So I bought myself very high quality headphones. And I don't know if I've talked about it before, but if I have, I don't mean to bore you, but I do plan on doing a video podcast. It's not right now. I want an environment that looks professional. I have different little ideas, but until I can set up a real office or a real, quote, like living room dedicated to this podcast, I'll just keep doing audio only. But I really do want to do a video cast. Everybody at my work says that's what you need to do. And I guess I'll do it. But might be after I retire. I don't know. So anyway, let's get back to my day-to-day thoughts. Every single day, I promise you, I cannot understand how one person votes for the Democrat Party. Not one. We're talking about a party that wants grown men going into little girls' restrooms or changing rooms. This is the Democrat Party. The same Democrat Party, I can't believe, in Trump's State of the Union address, refused to stand up when the President of the United States said, stand up if you believe that the number one responsibility of the president and the government is to protect American citizens and to keep our borders safe. And we're not to be spending tax money on illegal immigrants. What a setup that was. Not one of them stood up. Yet the everyday meathead, excuse me, the everyday Democrat votes for these people. Now, does the everyday John Q. Democrat really believe that the government is for illegals and that the borders are supposed to be wide open? Nope. Another hot button issue going on right now. Voter ID. This has been a pet peeve of mine since I got politically involved. In the 1980s, thank you, Rush Limbaugh, I started telling everyone I could that the only way Democrats are being elected is cheating. And I'm positive they're cheating by using mail-in ballots. I believe it wholeheartedly. I believe it. They were doing it in the 80s. 90s, 2000, all the way. I don't believe Barack Obama legally was elected in his second term. I believe he got elected in his first term. He was very persuasive. He was a good speaker, blah, blah, blah. Nobody, for the most part, the press, which is Democrat, didn't research his background. Else they would have seen he was anti-American, raised by anti-Americans, raised to hate the United States. He was a coke-using, drug-dealing POS in his high school. in the colleges that they claim he went to, many of the professors never heard of the guy. I honestly believe he was a plant, because he was a good speaker and he hated America, and George Soros, who also hates America, got this guy elected. Now, right now, we're trying to pass a bill that would require photo ID at a voting booth and proof of citizenship. 80% of Americans, now I know that's a mathematical number and it's difficult for Democrats. I always say if Democrats could understand economics, they would be Republicans. But anyway, Democrats, 87% of the American people, that means a lot of Democrats. A lot of Democrats agree that there should be photo ID and proof of citizenship to put a vote in. But not your leaders in your Democrat Party. No. They want the cheating to continue. Many of these idiots are only elected by voter fraud. The average citizen would never vote for some of these communist morons. I think the IQ of the average Democrat in Congress today is around 70, with 100 being the norm. These people are just genuinely stupid people. Genuinely stupid. Heck, you almost voted for Kamala Dirty Knees Harris. How did she get to prominence in the Democrat Party? By sucking Willie Brown's dick. You should be ashamed of yourself, Democrats. The woman tried to suck her way to the top of the political party. Who knows what she's doing today behind the scenes to still get votes? But the woman is dirty, she's stupid, she's ignorant, and she hates America. But you guys keep voting for her. How in the heck do Democrats vote for people that hate America? I don't get it. You guys, really, you're some of the dumbest people on the planet. I guess that's why I get the moniker Angry Tom. But I do, I get very angry. Democrats piss me off. They don't do any research. They don't think. They refuse to, quote, work. Oh, to research would require me to work a little bit, so I'm not going to do that. They're too stupid to understand the media is the Democrat Party and is lying to you by both omission and flat-out lies. I've said it hundreds of times, but it was the thing that Rush Limbaugh convinced me of. Back in the 1980s. Back then, I thought the media was honest. What an idiot I was. I was also a Democrat. But I thought the media was honest, and what I saw on the news was honest and forthright. And then Rush pretty much taught me, open your eyes. Listen to what they're telling you. Listen to what they're not telling you. These people are the Democrat Party. These people hate America. Now, back in the 80s, it wasn't so profound. They talk like they love America, but they hate America. And it fooled many people. Nowadays, no. They tell you like it is. They want queers and transsexuals in kindergarten classes teaching your children. They want their children. They want your children reading books on how it is to be queer, what oral sex is for a gay man and a gay woman. This is an elementary school. Now, fortunately, I graduated from high school in 1973. There is no such thing as Common Core. I've looked at Common Core. Common Core is an intentional communist process to dumb down the students of the United States. If you look and do some research, our founding father said we need an educated electorate. That means the common American citizen should be well-read and intelligent before they go to the voting booths. Now we let any moron vote. Democrats, illegals, prisoners, mentally ill, Mentally ill people, that's what gets me. They're mentally ill. Most of these people I know have killed someone in their family. They're mentally ill. They see dinosaurs. They think they're Jesus. They think they can fly. Blah, blah, blah. They give them ballots. What the heck? It's like, if you committed a crime, you can no longer carry a firearm. If you've been proven to be mentally ill, you should not be able to vote. You lose that right. You lose the right to carry a handgun. You lose the right to vote. You're mentally ill. Now, most Democrats are mentally ill anyway because they're voting for Democrats. I remember a simple lesson Rush taught. He said, if you had $10 in your pocket and you had the opportunity to willingly give it to the government, would you? Probably 99% of the American people wouldn't. They'd say, no, the government's fine without this $10. So technically, we're all conservative. We all want to keep our own money. The difference between a conservative and a Democrat is a Democrat wants to spend conservatives' money. They don't want to spend their money, but they want to take the money out of conservative people's pockets. They want the other guy to pay. That's why the fallacy of tax the rich drives me nuts. Democrats have been trained to hate the rich. All right? They play you for stupid little pawns. Hate the rich. Hate the rich. The rich are the people who own the factories that give you jobs, own the businesses that give you jobs. These are the people employing Americans. That's why the Democrat Party hates small business. They don't want successful Americans at all. They want everyone reliant on the government. And I swear almost every single person listening to this knows somebody who lives on government assistance and whose life is hell. Why? They depend on just the morsels the government gives them. And then their fear of losing those morsels make them keep voting Democrats. So technically, using the welfare system, using Social Security and other things like this, the government is buying votes for the Democrat Party. It's ridiculous. Same way the government pays for Planned Parenthood. Ridiculous. The killing and murdering of babies is sponsored by the U.S. government. And then we don't have laws in place that says, okay, Planned Parenthood, you're getting $350 million a year. You cannot donate to the Democrat Party. Matter of fact, you can't donate to any party. That money is for your supposedly business expenses. You cannot give it back to any Democrat, but they do it all the time. To me, that's as legal as illegal gets, but yet it goes on. What is wrong with us? We see so much corruption. Well, look at Minnesota. Holy cow. Tim Walz is a criminal. He's a flat-out criminal, all right? The government of Minnesota has been giving away, I think it's close now to $1 trillion to Somalia illegal immigrants, all right? And these immigrants are ripping off all our government systems. They're playing us for fools. They have daycares that are getting millions of dollars a year, but no one's attending them. I just heard yesterday, I thought it was hilarious. Most of you should know by now that there are Somalia truck drivers killing people across the United States by going the wrong way on freeways because they can't read a word of English. They can't read the English language. But Tim Walz and his government gave them driver's license. They're able to pull 40,000 to 80,000 pounds of weight down a highway and decimate people's lives. And then it turns out that I think the government got rid of like 150 trucking schools across the United States. 80% of them were owned by Somalians, giving Somalians truck driving licenses or at least the certifications to go get them. We are being played for idiots. My God, people, please wake up. Please. Now I got to rub in something. Soon, my wife and I are going to Hawaii. She looked up a fact last year when she got her 50th state under her belt. We went to Alaska, and that was the last state she needed to go to have seen all 50 states. She found out that only 6% of Americans ever visit every state. I was shocked by that. Only 6%. But I'm also arrogantly proud to be in that 6%, or I will be soon. When I go to Hawaii, that is my last state. I've been to every state in the United States except Hawaii. So I'm kind of proud of that. I can't wait. I really, really, really can't wait. Anyway, many times I've told you all that if you ever want to sit down with me and do a podcast, so far Mon has done one, and the lovely Mrs. Knapp did one with me. I love that lady. So if you ever want to come on over to the Cat House and do a podcast, hey, let's get it on. The other thing I can do is I do have nice recording equipment. I can come to your location, or we can meet at a public library or something like that, and we can do the podcast, record it there, and then I'll put it out as a podcast later. That's what I actually did with Mrs. Knapp. And finally, let me promote myself a little bit. Here's a free ad. I don't hear anything, so it sounds like the free ad quit working. let's try one other. If you wish to support this podcast, you can send money to Thomas Catterall, Catterall, P.O. Box 123, Belleville, Michigan, 48111. Thank you. So anyway, I'd be glad to take donations. The website is not free. There's a cost to putting these podcasts online. I hope you enjoy some of the things I say. I do have to shout out to a friend of mine at work. His name's Nick. Everybody knows Nick at work. About, I don't know, sometime, I'd say over a year ago, maybe longer, I was working with Nick, and Nick said something to me that just cracked me up. He said, "Tomcat, do you know that upper echelon Democrats are eating babies?" I looked at him and I said, "Nick, you make me sound like a Democrat. You are so ultra out there." And then a few weeks ago, the Epstein files got released. And guess what's in there? These satanic Democrats are eating baby fetuses. Epstein talks about it. I went, "You got to be kidding me." And guess, as you know, God has a sense of humor. I hope you all understand that. Who do I walk in to work with the next day? Nick. And I look at him and I said, "Hey, Nick, got to apologize to you, my friend. I read the Epstein report and it talks about Democrats eating baby fetuses. And I thought you were Looney Tunes." So Nick laughed, and Nick's got a lot of conspiracies. I don't know what his source is. I know it's somewhere on the internet. He does all his research, but he's got a lot of information that'll scare you. The Democrat Party is satanic. It loves the murdering of babies. It loves letting people into the United States that want to kill us. That's the most current thing that I find hilarious now. The Democrats are even talking about Iranian sleeper cells all over the United States. Any moment, they're going to attack. Matter of fact, someone said to me, "Aren't you scared to fly to Hawaii? Don't you think they're going to shoot down one of our aircraft?" And I said, "I'm going to keep on living, okay? But if it happens, God's will be done." But Democrats are now scared of Iranian sleeper cells, the same sleeper cells they let cross the border, by not enforcing our borders. Not at all. Now, everybody likes to point out, well, Obama exported people. Yeah, I guarantee you he exported the illegal immigrants that he thought voted Republican. He's such a piece of shit. Anyway, that guy, George Soros and Obama, need to be put on trial for the things that they've done to hurt this country. He hates America. I wish you people would wake up. You Democrats idolize that piece of shit. He hated America. He started the war on police. Today, there's so much hatred for our police. That started with Barack insane Obama. He did his best to try to destroy the country. He's doing his best every day to keep it up. He's in his little fenced-in compound in Washington. Him and George Soros are constantly working out ways to destroy Donald Trump and the Republican Party. They're anti-American. Please wake up. I'm a Christian, all right? Yeah, I swear, so what? If you're perfect, give me a call. You got my number, probably. But anyway, as a Christian, as somebody who loves everyone, and I do, I just hate the Democrat Party, but people in general, I love them. I try to make people laugh every day. I try to educate you politically and spiritually. Let me just put a plug in that for right now. Salvation is very simple. Very simple. People say, what do I got to do to be born again? The Bible says I have to be born again. I struggled with that myself in the 70s. Until I realized how simple it is. The simplicity of being born again and accepted into heaven and written into the book of the Lamb is to believe 100% that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary. He came to earth to live and pay for our sins in some of the most heinous ways possible. He suffered for all the sins of the past, at the present time he was alive, and all the way to the future, which I don't think is much longer. I really do believe we're in the end times. But anyway, his father required penalty for sin. And Jesus, out of the love that he had for all of us, said that he would willingly be the lamb that would sacrifice himself for our sins. So just believe it. It's not Catholicism, trust me. I got stuck in that rut. Catholicism doesn't save you. Technically, no religion saves you. I believe Jesus Christ doesn't like religions. He wants people to have relationships with his father. Talk to him every day. It's very simple. People say, how do you pray so good? Because I lead a lot of prayers in front of large groups. And what I do, it's quite simple. Before I say a prayer in front of a group, I pray. I pray silently to God to ask him to give me the words that he wishes me to speak, whether it be a wedding, a funeral, a memorial, whatever, I ask God to give me those words. But that relationship is key. Every single day I talk to God. I talk to him through prayer or just walking. I'll be walking and talking to him. I love the relationship. God is my best friend. All right? He likes to be talked to. He likes to be leaned on. He wants to hear from you. Talk to him. He's always got an open ear. Have a relationship with him. He is our heavenly father. He is who gives us life. All right? He can end our life in the blink of an eye. Our days are all numbered. If you have not accepted Christ as your personal savior, don't delay. I mean, I always joke, but it's not a joke per se, but we live near Dearborn. Where in the hell do you think the most amount of terrorists are concentrated in the United States? This area, Dearborn, Michigan. If they were ever to get a suitcase nuke or do anything devastating to harm thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of America, it's going to happen right here. So I hate to say it, but someday I might be a victim of terrorism. Actually, these ragheads, you know, if they ever listen to this podcast, because I call Islam the religion of Satan. It's exactly what it is. Islam was started by a pedophile, a guy who raped a 9-year-old little girl and then told his followers, this is legal. You can do this. What? 9 years old. Give me a break. But that's the religion they follow. This is their leader. This is their holy one. They're that stupid. All right? There's another religion I like to talk about the guy who found the tablets under a rock in the desert. That's another oddball religion. A known criminal, but whatever. People will follow anything. I've sometimes joked that with my charisma, I could start a church. Probably have thousands of followers, you know, and lead people astray. It's not my gig. I'm not going to do it, but I know I could do it because there's so many dumb people out there. Have a personal relationship with God. Read your Bible. It's an awesome book, some great stories. But most of all, on your day-to-day life, look around for God's hands. I talk about it all the time. Look for God's hands. He is in your life daily, giving you little signs. There's angels walking this earth. He sends angels. He does things for you. Notice what he's doing for you. I've seen miracles throughout my entire life. I hope to see many more. God loves you, and he wants you to love him back. Anyway, people, please, if you're a conservative, you've already been enlightened to the truth that the Democrat Party is the Communist Party, that they're trying to kill America. Tell your friends. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. When you hear these idiot Democrats like I do every day talking Trump down, defend him. Now, Donald Trump is an idiot, not in the IQ sense, but he's very New Yorker, you know. He's very vulgar. He's very childish in the way he acts. He doesn't like ever being told he's wrong or will admit he's wrong. He has a lot of peculiarities around him that I don't admire. But one thing that I admire greatly is that he governs to benefit the United States of America and to put America first. Now, you moron Democrats, think about that. Your Democrat Party, your leadership, is trying to fight him every day when all he's trying to do is make America the best country on earth. So if the Democrats are fighting against a man who wants to make America great, what are they trying to do? They're trying to kill America. Wake up. It's that simple. I mean, like I said earlier, you know, men in women's bathrooms should have you voting against the Democrat Party. If you're a parent and you vote for Democrats, you suck as a parent. But that's just my opinion. Anyway, God bless you all. It was nice having us little chat. Feedback is always appreciated. I think if you want to email me, it's just my name, thomascatterill@gmail.com. My website's out there. If you're listening to this, you already know where it's at. Feel free to donate. Feel free to come on the air with me. Don't be scared. I don't bite. I'm actually a pretty fun guy to be around. Anyway, I love you all and take care. And I hope all goes well for you in the future.